Hello, Michael here. As we approach the Christmas break, many parents with younger children are starting to seriously think about how to entertain the family. Yes, there's definitely outdoor pursuits like camping and hiking, but also it's a time when we ask what movies, games and apps are suitable for our daughters and sons in their formative years when they've got a bit of spare time. We have a national film and game classification system and a website to help inform our decisions.
Welcome to our super speedy quick guide on classification ratings. G-rated films and games are okay for most kids, but remember, even some of these can be scary to the littlies. A PG rating means parental guidance under 15. You may need to take care with these films and games and maybe explain some of the content to your kids. M is for mature, and we don't recommend these films and games for kids under 15.
Then, of course, there's MA 15+, there's R18 and X-rated, but the warnings around their content, I think, are pretty self-explanatory for parents of younger children. So if your progeny are, for example, in the 3 to 12-year-old age bracket, then G and PG-rated films and games should be pretty suitable, right? Well, hang on, let's hear part of that audio again.
G-rated films and games are okay for most kids, but remember, even some of these can be scary to the littlies. A PG rating means parental guidance under 15.
So where does that leave you without watching or playing the movie or game first? The catch-all nature of these classifications has long been a concern for the Australian Council on Children and the Media, and they now say those concerns are echoed by parents and community groups in the Council's online survey about our current system of classifying movies and games. The Council's president is Elizabeth Hansley, who is Professor of Law at Flinders University. And Elizabeth, welcome to Life Matters.
Nice to be with you, Michael. Hi.
Now, Elizabeth, more than 600 people responded nationally to your online survey. What were some of the results?
Well, the most outstanding one was that 88% of our survey respondents think that an age-based system would be more useful than the present one. That's a very, very high number. If you were polling anything and you were getting results like that, you'd be saying, hang on, something's going on here, we need to have a look. We also found that 75% of Australian parents of young children say the PG category is too broad.
Okay, so let's drill down into that. You say an age-based system might be more appropriate. Isn't a PG rating where it says parental guidance recommended for anyone under the age of 15, isn't that an age-based system?
Well, under 15 is a very, very broad range of people. If you remember your own process of growing up, you were a different person when you were 5 to when you were 14.
Sure.
And that's exactly the problem with the system that we have. It all revolves around the age of 15, which is actually not a developmentally significant age. We really don't know where it came from. When we talk to child development experts, they say we need to look more at ages like 5, 9, 12 and 16. Those are the developmentally significant ages that are reflected in a lot of our other practices regarding children and how we bring them up. 5 is when they start school, 9 is when they go into primary school, 12 is when they go into high school and so on.
And in fact, those ages you've just mentioned are also reflected in a best practice model I think you'd like to see Australia adopt from the Netherlands.
Yes, that's right. The Netherlands has a brilliant system. It's called the Kijkwijzer system. I'm reliably informed that's how it is pronounced. It's a system that is very much based on child development expertise, and it has a scientific panel that keeps an eye on how things are going from one year to the next in that system, just to make sure that everything is up to date with the latest research on children, child development and their media engagement and the impacts that that can have on their development and well-being.
So if I can ask, Elizabeth, what evidence, strong evidence, has there been emerging from the Netherlands that incorporating that kind of system of rating of movies and games has provided better outcomes for children?
I believe it's just widely recognised and even within our own government decision-making bodies as being the best practice, precisely because it is based on research and it has an inbuilt system for keeping up with the latest research that is regarded as the best practice. And we also know that the Dutch community and Dutch parents are very, very happy with it, which is an important part of what it's there for.
I just want to sort of challenge some of these assumptions, only because I think it's important to see all sides or hear all sides of this conversation. I think there's a regular assumption for many of us that the more, I guess, guidance we have as parents of our younger children, the happier they'll be. But do we have strong evidence also to suggest that seeing a scary movie that might be slightly above your age group, or seeing something that you find confronting as a young child, is actually engendering strong ongoing damage to me?
It can engender a lot more strong ongoing damage than a lot of people would realise. When I talk to people, they often will say things like, well, if a child has seen X movie, they'll be okay with Y movie, mm-hmm. as if the process here is one where the seal gets broken, if you like, and the innocence gets shattered by seeing X movie, and then to see Y movie won't cause anything further to go amiss with the child's development or well-being. But actually, the evidence, particularly from a researcher in the US called Joanne Cantor, is that these things build up over time, and that it's, you know, there's a dose response relationship, if you like. The more that you see of this kind of content, the greater the impact will be, or the risk to well-being and healthy development will be. That's one area. Then there's specific things like violence, where we know there's very strong evidence coming out from the research that there is a risk of desensitization to violence, of seeing violence as an appropriate response to conflict, and possibly even of behaving more aggressively oneself if one's been exposed to a lot of this content. And it can go on for periods of time. Sometimes it might be weeks, sometimes months, sometimes it can go on longer.
And are you more worried about exposure to violence and that kind of content in both games and movies when it comes to the M rating, or do you think it already exists in the PG rating?
Well, obviously it's higher impact violence in the M rating. And so we are more concerned about that. And we're particularly concerned at the way that M-rated movies that the government itself has said are not recommended for children under 15 are being marketed to young children, even preschoolers, through merchandise, which sends a very strong message undermining the classification message that this movie is appropriate for children of that age, and often the merchandise comes out long before the classification is known. Therefore, really the ship has sailed by the time the classification comes out. The parents and families have already decided the child's going to see that movie, and so the classification just sort of wafts off into the wind and doesn't get heard.
Now, this online survey, of which you got, I think, more than 600 responses to across the country, is forming part of the Australian Council on Children and the Media's submission to government, because I understand that the classification of movies and games, and I take it also streaming services, is part of their review that's coming up.
We understand that there is likely to be a review soon. We've been hearing this for quite some time. There hasn't been a definite announcement yet, but we're getting ready with that, with all the information and the feedback from our constituency, which is parents, basically, and carers and other people who engage with children on a day-to-day level, to find out what they think about the classification system so that we can make the message loud and clear to government. But we're also trying to support the need for the services that we provide, where we get child development experts to review games and movies in order to provide specific age-based, child development-based recommendations about who should see and who should play particular things.
Well, as you prepare for what you think might be a forthcoming review, I understand that the questionnaire for this was promoted via prominent parenting and children and young people health and welfare sites. If that's the case, isn't there a danger that the 600-plus responses you got are already targeting people that are converted, are already thinking in this way, and that could skew the results?
The survey is what it is. We're very upfront about how we went about getting responses to it, and you might well look at our catchment, if you like, and say, yeah, there are people out there in the community who aren't as concerned about children's well-being who would have a different kind of response on this. We'd be delighted for somebody to gather those ideas and put them to the government as well.
But Elizabeth? You said that they might not be as concerned about children's well-being, and there's a certain stigma attached to what you've just said there. What I'm suggesting to you is that there are actually a lot of parents out there who are very concerned about their children's well-being, but are actually quite happy with the system because the Australian classification for PG says very clearly the impact of PG classified films and computer games should be no higher than mild, but they may contain content that children find confusing or upsetting and require the guidance of parents, teachers or guardians. I mean, isn't that basically putting the onus back on parents who know their children better than anyone else to provide the kind of judgments they can in the family home?
Well, we take the view that it takes a village to raise a child and that parents are obviously right there living with their children day to day, but there's also lots of information and knowledge that's there outside the home and that organisations like the Australian Council on Children and the media can help to bring to parents' attention to bring into the home so that they can have the very best information and the very best support in raising their children.
Sure. And in fact, your own website and app give people really detailed exposition of some of the challenges within the PG rating depending on the film. You actually, I think, talk about the fact that there might be profanity in one movie or there might be a small incidence of violence. Can't parents just self-adjudicate by going to sites like yours and many others and go, okay, I'm thinking of taking my child to this movie. It's got a PG rating. That's a warning enough. I will now look at what the movie contains based on the information online and make my own decision.
Oh, that's absolutely what we would like to see happening across the board. We would like to see parents routinely going to look at our reviews before they decide what to see with their children.
Yeah.
The problem is that the support for that service has been withdrawn by the South Australian government. The Commonwealth government hasn't yet told us that they're going to help out to save those services, and therefore they will no longer exist and parents won't have that option, won't have access to those recommendations and that advice and support anymore.
And Elizabeth, from the council's point of view, that must be alarming, but there are other websites around that provide that kind of detailed breakdown. I think one of them is called Common Sense.
Yeah, there is an American website that provides things from an American perspective. They are also child development based, and they do also provide some age recommendations. However, they're an American website. They do come from an American perspective. There are some films that aren't released in America but are released here that we cover and they don't, and also the time of release could be different, and so having something Australian-based really has a lot of extra value.
I guess what I'm alluding to here is that if we adopt the Dutch system that you support and you think should be adopted in this country, where there's actual ratings within PG for things like 5+, 9+, 12+, 16+, etc., that we're actually putting the onus on government to regulate what parents know best.
Well, it's not so much regulating what parents know best, it's providing the best information for parents. And if you're saying that in the event that we had a Kijkwijzer-like system where it really was all research-based and age-based and properly monitored, then yes, perhaps Australian Council on Children and the media could leave that particular area of children's engagement and get onto something else. Most organisations that are trying to do something in the public interest hope to make themselves obsolete. Basket too.
I guess what I'm saying here, that depending on your child, I might have a very sensitive 10-year-old which may even find the 5+ classification quite kind of hard to bear. Isn't it all in the eye of the beholder and on the individual child? And putting more divisions in place only gives false expectations in some cases.
Well, yeah, we would really like to be able to look at that on the ground and see how it worked. We feel that that parents, if they are engaging with this kind of material, if they're engaging with our reviews, it's because they know that they need to bring the two together. They need to bring the general information about the general predictions based on an age classification and their knowledge of their own child. And that's how a lot of parents currently do manage these things. We would like to see more parents doing that. And if there were information that were more broadly available and more broadly supported by the government, then we think that would only happen more and that would be a great thing.
Elizabeth, thank you very much indeed for taking the time here on Life Matters. It's been great. Thank you. Elizabeth Hansley, Professor of Law at Flinders University and President of the Australian Council on Children